Chapter 6 Notes, An Urban Society. Section 1, The New Immigrants. A flood of immigrants. New immigrants began to arrive in the late 1800s, seeking opportunities in the United States. New immigrants arrived from Greece, Russia, Hungary, Italy, Turkey, and Poland in the mid-1880s. After 1900, immigration from Mexico, China, and Japan increased. People immigrated from their native countries for a variety of reasons, including overcrowding, poverty, scarce jobs, crop failures, persecution against certain ethnic groups, the opportunity for a better life. After a difficult ocean voyage in steerage, most immigrants landed in New York City and were greeted by the words of poet Emma Lazarus on the Statue of Liberty. The immigrant experience. Immigrants adjusted to life in America, finding work, forming communities, and adapting to a new culture. An immigrant's greatest challenge was finding work, and many worked in steel mills and sweatshops. Immigrants wanted to assimilate into American culture while preserving their own culture. People of the same ethnic group tended to form separate communities with their own houses of worship, published newspapers, stores, and clubs. The nativist movement. Some people opposed immigration, while others appreciated the positive contributions made by immigrants. Attitudes of native-born Americans often made assimilation more difficult for immigrants. These Americans feared immigrants would take away their jobs or drive down wages. Felt immigrants did not fit into American society. Blamed immigrants for increased crime and unemployment. The nativist movement called for restrictions on immigration. Legislation affected immigrants from all nations. In 1882, Congress passed the Chinese Exclusion Act, which prohibited Chinese workers from entering the United States for 10 years. The Immigration Act of 1917 included literacy requirements for immigrants. Section 2, Moving to the City. Growth of cities. Immigrants and others flooded to American cities, where extremes of poverty and wealth existed. New York, Chicago, and Detroit were major urban centers with 80% of the population made up of immigrants and their children. Many African Americans and women from rural areas also moved to the cities for new opportunities. Cities flourished because of nearby resources such as iron, steel, and coal. The poorest residents lived in tenements in the slums, while middle-class families enjoyed a comfortable life in the suburbs. The very rich built mansions in the cities and huge estates in the country. This time of extravagant wealth and terrible poverty is known as the Gilded Age. Cities in crisis. Growing cities suffered from health and sanitation problems, poverty, fire, and crime. Rapid growth of cities produced serious problems, including health problems due to sanitation issues, fires, minor crimes committed by homeless children in order to survive. Many dedicated people worked to improve the lives of the poor. Religious groups ran orphanages, hospitals, prisons, and recreation centers. Jane Addams founded a settlement house called Hull House in Chicago in 1889. The Changing City. New technology in transportation and architecture reshaped cities. New developments in architecture and transportation emerged. Iron supports and elevators led Louis Sullivan and others to develop the first skyscrapers. Frederick Law Olmsted designed New York's Central Park as well as several parks in Boston. New forms of public transportation such as cable cars, trolley cars, subways and new bridge construction helped people travel within the cities. Section 3, A Changing Culture. Expanding Education. Educational opportunities were extended to many more Americans as the system of public schools and colleges expanded. Government and business leaders believed that for the nation to progress, the people needed more schooling. Progressive education where students were taught good citizenship as well as the facts became the new philosophy around 1900. Federal land that could be sold to raise money for land grant colleges was given to states. George Washington Carver's research at the Tuskegee Institute transformed agriculture in the South. Preservation and boarding schools trained Native Americans for jobs, but also isolated the Native Americans from their tribal traditions. A nation of readers, educated Americans found new reading material in public libraries, a growing literary culture, and thriving newspapers. More Americans became interested in reading as opportunities for education grew. Writers of the era sought to describe the lives of people in an approach called realism. Regionalism writing that focused on a particular region of the country was made popular by authors such as Mark Twain. Paul Dunbar was one of the first African-American writers to gain fame around the world. Advances in printing technology allowed daily newspapers such as Joseph Pulitzer's New York World to be published. William Randolph Hearst's newspapers became successful with a sensational writing style known as yellow journalism. Leisure and the arts. American culture moved away from European influence and became distinctively American. Americans filled their increasing amounts of leisure time with sports, art, and music. Baseball became the most popular spectator sport, followed by football and basketball. Wealthy Americans played tennis and golf at private clubs. Americans attended theaters to see serious dramas as well as vaudeville shows, variety shows with singing, dancing, magic, and comedy. Artists and musicians began to develop a distinctively American style. American artists including Thomas Eakins, Frederick Remington, Winslow Homer, and James Whistler pursued realist themes in their works. John Philip Sousa composed many rousing marches, and African-American musicians such as Scott Joplin developed jazz and ragtime music.